Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. I'm Todd Sumney with HomeSmart.
And I'm Rich LaRue with HomeSmart.
And we have a very special guest for all of you today and a phenomenal topic for all of you. Today's topic is about how agents can brand themselves as an expert and then how you can turn that branding into transactions. How you can put your marketing on autopilot, but do it in such a way that it engages with your customers, and how to really brand yourself as an expert, turn it into transactions. So, you know, excited today to have with us Stephanie Alfonso joining us from Tampa, Florida today. Stephanie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. I'm so excited to be here. Hello, everybody in the HomeSmart world.
All right. Welcome. And Stephanie, you are with Elm Street Technology. Elm Street Technology, which also owns, or one of your key toolboxes is your Elm Street Technology toolbox, but also many HomeSmart agents are familiar with Exact Contact.
That's
and
right.
They have been, you know, a partner of HomeSmart's for many, many years. And so Elm Street Technology and Exact Contact together, and you are a key part of that team over there at Elm Street and Exact, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I've been with Elm Street now for many years, a little over 6 years now, and started off on our sales team. And we have a very unique sales team that I was part of, where we would go all over the country to associations, MLSs, brokerage offices, and train agents on all areas of online marketing. And the unique thing about Elm Street, like you mentioned, is for the past several years, we've purchased best-in-class real estate-specific technology companies, Exact Contact being one of them, and we could not be more proud to have them, as you say, part of our toolbox, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to dig into today's topic about how agents can brand themselves as an expert, but most importantly, the second part of that phrase, and turn that branding into transactions. It's a very competitive market right now. Agents are looking to increase their transactions. And you shared with us yesterday a personal story, you know, about how this really works. Do you want to just jump right in?
Yeah, let's dive right in. I mean, real examples is just the best stuff. And, you know, I love this topic. When you guys told me the topic today was going to really be focused around agents branding themselves as an expert, it's so true, and it is so crucial, because people expect their realtor or their prospective realtor to be the community expert, as well as the industry expert, of course. And so I'm going to tell you guys a true real life example that's going on literally right now in our lives. My husband and I, we've been in Florida our entire adult lives. Our kids are grown, baby just went to college, and we are exploring the idea of moving to Colorado. So big move, right? We have been spending every single night watching YouTube videos because we want to know all about how these Floridians are going to become Coloradans, right? So watching all these videos, and of course, there's so many different options out there. And one guy in particular has been putting out all these videos that are just very town area neighborhood specific. So we've been watching these videos on, you know, the town of Littleton, Castle Rock, Parker, Denver, you know, Bloomfield, all these different towns and areas where he's talking about restaurants, things to do. I kid you not. We have been watching this guy, I mean, several videos in. I had no idea he was a realtor. It wasn't until I watched a video just about the housing market where he's like, oh, and by the way, I am actually a realtor in the Denver Metro, and, you know, love to chat with you about any of your real estate needs. I grabbed my phone so quick, especially because I'm in this industry, and I called him and I said, this, you are doing it right. You know exactly what I was looking for, right? And you think about, especially someone like me, who I have no idea even what kind of clothes I need to buy if I move to Denver from Florida here.
They are different between Florida and Colorado. I haven't spent a lot of time in Colorado, but yeah. I was there last week. And it's different than Florida.
Oh, it sure is. Layers. It sure is. You need layers. You need lotion. You need some oxygen. You know, there's a lot of stuff you need over there. But the coolest thing was, is these videos were truly getting me excited about moving there. They really being, you know, so far away, I was able to kind of really gauge the areas to maximize my time when we went to go visit of where I really wanted to nail it down. So I called him, kid you not, called him up. We hit it off. I said, well, you know, we're going to be there, you know, the week of 4th of July. Do you want to get together? And sure enough, we got together for happy hour at, of course, one of the restaurants that he featured on his videos, because
of course,
not only do I want to buy a house from the guy, but I'm like, I want to try all of his favorite restaurants.
Love it.
And
love
so all that to be said, I mean, he just hit the nail on the head. He knew his business. But before I even knew that he was in this industry, he knew that community and he knew the kind of information I would want to know.
So he's providing value that isn't necessarily real estate transaction specific.
Yep. I didn't even know he was a realtor until several videos in.
Right.
You know?
Wow.
Well, I mean, that's a give to get model right there.
Give to get. I love that. Give to get, give value to get. And I guess a couple keywords stuck out to me when you were describing your stories, reaching consumers. He reached you and engaging consumers. He engaged you. And I think every realtor that's listening to this podcast, that's our audience right now, is the realtors. We want to help you grow your business, learn how to serve more customers. If you're taking notes, write those keywords down. Reach more consumers, engage those consumers, and do that by providing value, by providing information, by providing education, by providing data, by providing anything of interest. Just what's the best steak restaurant in Denver? I don't know what he was necessarily saying, but what are great places to hang out, right?
All of that kind of, I mean, seriously, I felt like a Denver expert before I even got there. And one thing that I want to empower agents when it comes to doing video, right? So of course, Sam looked me up, just so you guys know, because he can't just be meeting anybody off the internet for happy hour, right?
Right.
So he looked me up.
Could have been a stalker.
Right, yeah, who knows? So he's kind of like, so what do you do? Kind of like, wait a minute.
Right.
And we kind of laughed. I said, I didn't want to tell you what I do because I didn't want you to think I was trying to, you know, sell you, you know, technology or anything. Like, I really am coming to you just as like Mrs. Alfonso, not, you know.
Right.
And it was pretty funny. And so when we met, I was like, man, I feel like I'm meeting a celebrity. And he goes, man, I feel kind of nervous because I realized as I was about to meet you, there's a lot of things that I'm probably not doing right when it comes to my website and all this kind of stuff.
Isn't that interesting? Right? Oh, the tables got turned there.
Sure did, right? And I said, I promise I'm not looking at that, but since you mentioned it.
there's a lot more to be doing better.
And we're going to get to that in a few moments in the podcast. So what I wanted to tell you guys, though, was this. When it comes to creating content, now Sam did a great job. And before he was a realtor, he did graphic design and stuff like that. So he had a leg up on that side because I said, your videos were pretty snazzy. But here's what I want to tell you. There were other people we also watched too, that their videos weren't as snazzy as Sam's. Mm-hmm. I wasn't impressed with the quality of his video. I mean, I was, but what got me wasn't the quality of his video. What got me was the content. It truly was. Mm. Agents do not have to be these, you know, video editing experts to still provide value. Mm-hmm. There were tons of videos. I'll tell you, just even looking at RVs. We're also looking at RVs if we're going to move to Colorado. A lot of these RV videos I'm watching are real people on a phone doing videos and showing me live time about their RV. So all that to be said, an agent doesn't have to have the most professional grade video to still grab my attention, to still provide me value. So that's what a lot of things that hold agents back is.
I think it is. And let's drill down on that for a moment if we can, because I think one of the greatest fears that I hear from agents over and over again is, oh, I'm just not ready. I have to practice more. I'm not comfortable on camera. And what we have found is, it's not the quality of, I mean, yes, it is the quality, but it's really not. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to do too many takes. You know, you don't have to take 12 or 20 takes. Do a couple of takes, get comfortable with it, but make it authentic. And if if you misspeak, go with it. Just be yourself. The authenticity is more important than the fabulous editing skills that you have. Do you find that as well? Is that a correct statement?
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more, because a couple things. Sometimes when videos are overproduced, it makes an agent unapproachable. It almost develops like a celebrity status. You know what I mean? How many people are reaching out to, you know, HGTV with, you know, these home finder type shows, right? Nobody's calling those agents. Right. They look at them as celebrities, right? Just the normal people like you and me.
Right.
So if I see somebody who is just, you know, a mom like me, or, you know, is, you know, just relatable, mm-hmm. that is absolutely branding yourself as approachable. And it is also making me feel like, especially, you know, that's your hometown. You're just showing me what you love about your hometown. You are just putting yourself out there. You're being authentic, and it's making you approachable to the normal person like me.
So a couple other keywords, if you're taking notes: authentic, approachable, that approachable keyword. Too overpolished is unapproachable. So I love the fact that both of you picked up on that, and just be the big thing that I guess I would urge our audience is just do it. Just start, do something, start creating. Don't judge yourself. Don't watch it. You know, like you'll be too hard on yourself.
We're our own worst critics. And I would tell you, people don't care what you look like. They want to hear your voice. They want to see your smile. Or even when, you know, when I'm teaching classes on this subject, I'll say, if you're nervous at first, don't get on camera. Show the community, show the up and coming neighborhood, the restaurant, interview your lender. Maybe your lender would be happy to get on camera. Talk to your lender about certain things, you know, maybe interview different people. Eventually you're going to start getting comfortable. But the bottom line is, Zig Ziglar said it best, people do business with people they like, know, and trust.
Isn't that the best
way to do that.
And I guess I want to connect that dot, because I know you were watching all kinds of videos. At some point, though, you began to create a connection with him, with his videos, his content. It started with his content, the value he was providing. But at some point, he was on camera. Mm-hmm. He did begin to create a relationship, even through a distance, with you. And that was branding that agent as an expert. And then that turned that branding into transactions or potential transaction.
Right. It'll be one case.
And, you know, there's a statistic that I just follow, and I've followed for many, many years, and it blows me away. I've been tracking it, I want to say 18, 19 years now. They say that 92% of consumers in year one love their agent, would use them again, would refer them to a friend. So agents that have done transactions mm-hmm. with us, but 5 years later, what is it?
13%, 12, 13%.
Yeah, this is an NAR study.
It is.
You can't even remember their name.
Every year, what they do is 13% use their realtor. And the biggest question when they interview the consumers and ask them, they say, I don't even remember who my realtor was.
It's because they didn't stay in touch.
They didn't stay in touch, and they didn't connect. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what we call that at Elm Street? We call that the leaky bucket. A lot of times agents are so focused on filling the bucket, right? They get all this business in. But then you've got a leaky bucket. You've got a bunch of holes in it. And then what you find is, well, what did I need to fill in those holes? How are you staying in touch? Are you in front of them on social media? Do you have email marketing campaigns going out so you're in their inbox, right? For people that they know your name and you know their name, do you have print marketing going in their mailbox? Because if they don't know who you are, you're going to end up in the trash.
All right, rattle a couple of those off. I've heard email, social media marketing, print marketing. What else?
Yep.
Video.
Email marketing, print marketing, social media marketing. Let's see. Any way that you can absolutely stay top of mind, right?
Yep.
So if you think about it, on social media, people are on social media 6 to 10 times a day, 13 to 20 minutes each visit. Okay. I can tell you this. You are going to pay way more in direct mail through print than you are going to be in people's news feeds. I'm all about print marketing in some ways. But when people are on social media, you want to make sure you're consistently in their news feed so that you're building that top of mind. And of course, there's other ways to do it, like we mentioned with email marketing and print and doing networking events and all of that. But I'm going to give you guys another real life story. I got plenty where these come from. All right.
I love it. Keep going.
So this one's going to be my mom. I'm not going to say any names, but anyone knows her, I'm calling her out right now. But so we went to, my mom went to the grocery store. This was a couple years ago. Went to the grocery store, calls me all upset. Like, what's going on? She's like, ran into so-and-so at the grocery store. And they asked me, Marley, gave her name. Are you still doing mortgages? And she's like, now, mind you, my mom's been a successful mortgage lender for over 30 years. So she said, why would somebody ask me if I'm still doing mortgages? Of course I am. Mom, you're not on social media. No one knows that. You could be retired by now. You could, who knows? But nowadays, people know what I had for breakfast yesterday. And we live in that kind of society.
Right.
That if you are not staying relevant and top of mind, the other lender is. And yep. I said, you've got to get active on social media. So I'm going to tell you guys, fast forward this. So fast forward now, of course, my mom is one of Elm Street's clients, of course, now. Right. And I went to a Christmas party with her this past Christmas, and somebody came up to her. Oh my goodness, Marlise, what are you doing online? You look great. Is this your marketing gal? And she looks at me like, shh. But the bottom line is this, my mom is a very successful lender and has been for many, many years, but people didn't remember it. And that is so important, that leaky bucket.
It is, yeah.
Yep. Well, you just mentioned Christmas. Yep. I heard you mention Christmas a second ago, and it made me think, didn't you tell me a story about someone already that planned their Christmas cards and everything all in advance?
Oh, for sure. And this is what you need to be doing. Making sure you're automating your holiday cards, for sure. That's at the very least,
right?
Because here's the thing too, and I say the word automating, this is gonna be one of the keywords for the day, is automation, because over 90% of what an agent needs to be doing to stay top of mind can be automated. The other part of it is something that can't be automated. That's who you are, right? That is you creating your videos, you networking, you getting involved with the community and whatnot. But everything else should be automated. And it has to be in order for you to do it all. Because nowadays, there's so much we need to accomplish, we can't physically do it unless you go and hire somebody to do it. And, you know, there's other ways. So holiday cards.
How would you recommend an agent start? How can they get started? Someone listening today that kind of has an aha moment like your mom maybe had said, you know what? I've let this slip. And I need to be more proactive in my marketing. I want to begin to turn up my branding. I want to begin to turn that branding into transactions. Where do they start?
So the first place I always suggest, and this might sound super basic, but start by making sure that you have a website. It is the front door to your business, and making sure that your branding kind of starts right there and then build from that. What's going to drive traffic to your website? Most agents don't get much traffic to their website, or will, you know, self-admittedly say they don't really get much business or traffic to their website. Well, you've got to drive it there somehow. So that's where social media comes into play. So I would say start with the website. Make sure that you have back-end tools for your website for lead capture, because just like the theme of today is all about branding ourselves as an expert and turning that into transactions. That's the difference between having good marketing and having good lead capture, and you need both for that to happen.
Right.
A lot of times agents have one or the other. Yep. They might have some great tools. They're not really doing much, right?
Well, marketing is lead gen. Okay, right. So lead gen is the hot buzzword, but it's marketing that does lead gen, but lead gen without lead capture doesn't do you any good.
Well, then you have lead capture, but then you have to
engage.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you have to convert them.
Right.
Right.
And so, but I want to, can we take one step back?
Yeah,
I want to talk about the generational differences.
Rich is writing down notes here, so yeah, oh, this is going to get deep.
Keys here, so all right. I've got a couple of things here. So, your mom, she's saying, "What do you mean? Am I still in the business? Of course I am." But that, of course, is partially from where her mindset is from her generation, right? Because a millennial might ask that question in sincerity. Because people from different generations don't necessarily stay in the same field forever, like others of us have. And so it's a legitimate question depending on who it's coming from. However, we can interpret it differently. And so, yeah, we have to get that information out there and let them know, right?
For sure. You know, the gap there, I believe the stat is the average agent in the U.S. today is a 56-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yep.
Okay. So a 56-year-old woman right now currently is not who we would expect to be the social media expert in the office, right? Mm-hmm. They're getting there.
Yeah.
Well, they're getting there, but in fairness, they're going to Facebook, and there's some question whether or not Facebook and the millennials who are listening to this today, they're going, "Oh, Rich, you are so out of it. Facebook isn't even what we're, what we're really marketing on." You know,
right?
I think that it's shifting to some other platforms. And obviously, I'm not going to claim to be the expert, but going to websites, for instance, the typical real estate agent, may say, "Okay, yeah, I've got a website," and plunk, there it is. Right. And, how many times have we seen websites that have not been touched for years? They put them up and then nothing. I think it's very important that it is not static, that it's something dynamic and that can be changed and updated and refreshed regularly. And by regularly, I don't mean once or twice a year.
Right.
I'm thinking like constantly we're refreshing it. And so it's more of an app than it is a site, because we might have information, restaurants in specific communities that we serve and other information, we might drill down and have a blog on that or link out to our video that you found. And I think that engagement is critical, which is probably exactly where you're headed with your conversation.
Absolutely.
And maybe I'm jumping ahead.
No, you're great. Go ahead, Todd.
Can I just tie this together a little bit? Because where I go with this topic, you've heard me say this before, that little four-step process: build, engage, or build, expand, engage, convert.
Yeah.
Or enjoy, reap the benefits, right?
Right.
So that building is, you got to get the website, going, but then you've got to add people and expand your database. You got to have a data, you got to build a database.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got to expand that database and go from 50 people, an agent who's been in the business for years and maybe hasn't done much with the database, they need to grow it. So they need to get it up to 250 people, get it up to 500 people. And then they need to engage it. And so engage it. Now, maybe I go back to that website. I add a blog. I had a post about the restaurant. I had a post. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm getting at? So there's a formula. So the formula, if it's okay, if we can go there, that's where I'm saying, what do we start with? What do we build?
Yeah.
So website was one.
Yep. So let's tie in
database
website.
Database is another. What are the other things? Go ahead.
So I would say a couple things I want to touch on. First thing I want to touch on is what we just mentioned before, just when we're talking about generational differences, right? Social media platforms, different demographic on each one, right? We've got millennials on Twitter and Instagram. We've got baby boomers on LinkedIn. Well, everyone's on LinkedIn, on Facebook. We've got to make sure we're on all of those platforms. So the website is your web presence front door to your business. Your social media platforms, all of them, not just one, right? We've got to have that presence there. So like you said, that's that build stage. We're building our brand. We're building the foundation to our business, or as I like to call it, we're building our home, the home of our business. Well, now we got to invite people over, right? Now we got to have a party. So how are we going to get people there? Like we mentioned before, you've got to have a website that's actually going to be discoverable. So content is king. We all know that. Having a blog inside of your website, having content changing on your website, because a lot of times agents will say, well, listings are always changing on my website. Listings are from the MLS. That's your IDX. That's a database. Google avoids that. Right. So you're definitely not getting any Google traffic to your website if that's all that's changing on it. Google likes content. Google likes all of the ever changing those keywords and everything. So agents, you've got to have a blog inside your website. We'll talk about tools that can help you with that, because not every agent is trying to be a blogger. I get it. So we got to have all those foundational tools, a CRM and website. Those are one and the same. You can't manage what you can't measure. Got to have tools in place to import your database. So then you talked about growing. So how are we growing? Lead generation. And that sometimes is a buzzword in a negative way, because people automatically think paid leads. And people either love paid leads or they hate it because they've had a bad experience with it. I could talk a whole lot about that too, but we'll get there another time. But we've got to really focus on how am I building my database organically, social media, and making sure that I have a robust database that I'm working towards, consistently adding to, not just a notebook, through SEO. How am I being found on Google in the search engines? You know, how did I find Sam in Denver, right? I found him on YouTube, which is a social media platform.
Right.
Through a Google search of towns in the Denver area, right? Or, you know, Google owns YouTube. We'll talk about that in a second. So we've got to build, invite people over, and then... So here's where it becomes like, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Some people will say to me, well, I'm just going to work on getting on social media before I invest in a website and a CRM and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to start being on social media. Well, where are they going to go? Where are they going to look you up once you've contacted them, once you've connected with them, right? Or if you start purchasing leads, here's another thing. Agents will purchase leads. They'll have the budget. They'll buy leads, but they have nothing to back it up. So if you buy all these leads, they don't know who you are. They go to look you up. What are they going to find?
If you don't exist, they drop you.
Right. They, of course. So you've got to make sure you've got your house in order. Then you're going to start inviting people over organically and through paid leads. You nurture them right. They're great. They just take long. It's great. It's huge nowadays, especially since COVID. Everyone does everything online. If you don't have a fingerprint there, if you can't capture who's searching for real estate in your neighborhood at 1 a.m, right? Or if somebody is literally searching, what is my home worth in Tampa, Florida? I want to have a conversation with the person typing that in my neighborhood. Right. Or I want to have a conversation with somebody who's typing into Google, how to sell my home by owner. I want to have a conversation with that person. So even just being smart in the way you're targeting the people you want to bring into your, right? I know I'm digressing. I could talk to you guys all day about this.
Actually, I don't think you are digressing. I think you're building on this. This is a great conversation. That's what we have to do. So chicken or egg, what I hear you saying is we need to develop content. We need to have content there before we start driving. Now, how much content? Some people, you know, overachievers are going to say, well, I have to have 48 videos on YouTube first. And I'm going to be a little contrarian on that. I think you need 3 or 4 to start with. You know, sure. Get something. Get yep. Anything, get going, and build from there. Are you in that camp? Do you yep. agree with that? Or do you say build the website and then get out there and do some video content?
So I'm gonna say all of the above. Here's what okay. I think. Okay, I think you're right. Content is everything. What you don't want to do, there's a fine line in, you know, going out there doing all this marketing, but you don't have content to back it up, and you know, you want to look like a professional expert, right? You don't want someone to go to your blog and there's nothing on it. Okay, I've seen that.
Right. Yep.
You want to make sure if you have a blog and your website that it stays active. I can just tell you, with Elm Street, when we create blogs for agents, all of our websites have blogs within them. Okay. When an agent onboards with us, if they've never blogged, they have zero content. By the time they go live, they have lots of content already there. Okay. So, but it comes down to what kind of content is good content. what's going to be engaging, but what is having that fine line of not just being real estate, right? Of course, being the give to get model. You want to make sure that the kind of content that you're representing when people look you up, real estate related information, of course, right? If Sam never told me that he was a realtor on his videos, I would have never called him, right? I would have just watched, consumed his videos, and that was it. Like right, you said, right. We want an expert to transaction, right? So he's got to let me know. He had to let me know he was a realtor. You got to let people know that. You've got to brand your listings. You've got to promote them on a blog, on your social media, new listings, sold, open houses, all of that. You've got to put market reports out there. You've got to make sure that people know the talents in the areas that you specialize in and give them snapshots so they can, you know, understand the market. We automate all of that. We do all of that kind of stuff for our agents. Because again, most of your marketing can be automated. There's one thing I teach on that no one can do for you, and that is be you, right? Be like Sam, do the videos, do all those other things. When you have everything else in place, you have time to do that fourth component. So what I would say to a brand new agent, to finally answer your question, is what would I do first? Have the foundation, right? Clean your house before company comes over. Like you said, have some content on there. You don't want to start with a blank slate. Have some stuff out there so I know who you are and where you do business. I need to know as soon as I go to your site, who you are, where you do business. Give me a way to connect. I don't have to know everything, but I should know that Stephanie Alfonso, if you were to look me up on social media, you would know that I run a sales team for Elm Street Technology. You would also know that I'm a mother of four girls and that I live in Florida, right? You would know
or that agent Sam in Colorado. Sam does business here. He has knowledge about this, and his the way to reach him is this.
Yes. Right? Where agents struggle is they might have those tools in place. They don't know how to get people. They're not leveraging the organic and the paid ways to build.
So how do you narrow it down? So you're just putting the content out there, because real estate agents as a group want to be all things to all people. And sometimes we get paralyzed because we want to be all things to all people. Does this make sense?
Yep.
So
yep.
how do we, and I'm going someplace with this, but how do we narrow it down to the content that we should be putting out individually? I think different agents should put out different content.
Sure.
You know, based on their personality and their likes and their interest. But I'd like for you to comment on that first.
Find a niche and dominate it.
What does that
mean? Find a niche and dominate it. This is what this means. If you are an agent and you specialize in condos, right? That's all you do. I want to focus my businesses. I work in South Florida on Miami Beach and I just sell condos. Then you need to find that niche, right? I'm determining this and I need to dominate it. I need to make sure that everything I do brands me as that expert, that I give you every single tip and trick and thing to know about condo living in South Florida. If I specialize in senior homes, senior living, maybe I like to do events at assisted living facilities and memory care facilities. And I build those relationships there because I'm going to help on the transaction, the later in life transaction side of things, but everything that's going on in every memory care facility in Tampa. I'm going to give you one that's way off, not even on topic of real estate, but it's a live example of one of my clients, ballroom dancers. She and her husband are ballroom dancers. They love it. They're great at it. They do competitions. And I'm telling you what, probably 90% of their social media is all about ballroom dancing. But do you want to know who the majority of every client they have is?
Ballroom dancers.
A ballroom dancer, right?
All beautiful examples. And I was hoping that you would go there. And again, I'm going to circle back. And if we have to edit this out because we go too long, so be it.
That's good.
That's okay.
Real estate agents as a group, we want to be all things to all people. And so many times we are afraid to go in the niche. Yes, I've sold a lot of condos in the Tampa area. In fact, I consider to be a beach expert, a condos on the beach. Yep. But I want to get into the luxury market, and so I don't want to be pigeonholed into condos. Right?
Right.
All right. I'm just talking about the mindset and the games that, that many agents go through in their head.
Yep.
What would you say to them?
That's a really, really great insight, because you're absolutely right. You don't want to be pigeonholed into just this. It's, you know, I might do luxury, but of course I would sell that non-luxury home. So I think a lot of that is how you are presenting listings, as far as if I'm searching too, right? So if I'm connecting with you and I go to your website, number one, maybe showcase featured properties on your home, that you have your luxury properties, but you also have new construction. You also have historic homes. You also have homes under 500,000, if that's a thing anymore. You know, you make sure that, make sure you're showcasing the areas that you do business in. There's ways for you to have kind of an expertise in something, but still be able to accommodate everything else. If I went to your website and all I saw was that you have, you know, $5 million properties on your homepage and everything was branded as a luxury market, I might feel intimidated if I were trying to just purchase a $350,000 condo.
Yep.
But if I went to your site and I saw that you do specialize in this, but I also can check out your section of featured properties under 500,000, then that makes me feel like you can also service me too. Right. So I think that there's just a very smart way to have a specialty, right? Listen, I can go to a seafood restaurant still order a steak.
So
you know what I mean?
You
can't.
I got to see that it's on the menu.
Thank you for going there.
I'm gonna throw in, if you're taking notes, write down, have a cadence. Part of the underlying discussion that you're talking about is listing all of these different things, but and then also automating it or putting some processes and some structures in place to make it more efficient. And so by doing that, using your price point example, on the first of the month, you market higher priced homes. On the 15th of the month, market lower priced homes. On the, you know, the third week of the month, market condos. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so my point is that you can put together a cadence on social media. People don't only want to see one part of you in social media. One post should be very personal with your family, with what, you know, at an event. One post could be informational. One post could be inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? One post could be video oriented. One post could be toward new home buyers. One post could be toward move up buyers.
Yep.
So it's a cadence. That's the thing that sticks out when I heard you talking, is have a cadence and then figure out how to maybe put some processes behind that cadence.
And I so agree with you in the sense of that, just that planning ahead of time. You know, we talked about before about you get paralysis by analysis.
Yep.
And sometimes when things seem so big and you're not comfortable in this area, they seem big until you write it down.
Right.
A lot of times when we write things down, all right, well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure once a week on this day, I'm going to do a post about this. And on this day, I'm going to do a post about this. And that's where I'm going to start, twice a month. Right. Now, of course, if you're with Elm Street, we'll take care of a bunch of it. But the other, so now you only have to do your personal stuff twice a month. Write it down, put it on your calendar. It's amazing to me how a lot of agents will say they don't have time to do this.
And nowadays, they don't make time.
Make the time, put it on your calendar. And when I tell them, do you have 20 minutes on Mondays and Wednesdays? 20 minutes. Yeah, of course. 20 minutes. All right, let's start there. 20 minutes. Put it on your calendar. You're just going to think of, you know, brainstorm an idea of what you're going to put out, or you can plot it out a month ahead of time. For 4 weeks, on this day, I'm going to talk about interest rates. On this day, I'm going to talk about my favorite restaurant in Tampa. And on this day, I'm going to talk about home decorating ideas, because I also do home decorating and I want people to know that. And on this day, I'm going to interview someone in my community. Yep. Boom, 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 boom. Plan it. And then use your blog and your videos as a networking tool. Highlight a business of the month. Highlight a restaurant of the week. I have an agent of mine. She will literally put everything that goes on in the local high school on her blog.
Ladies and gentlemen, just rewind the last 2 minutes and listen to this again. You just got a master class in real estate, farming, and lead generation. This is it. Just whatever comes after this is a bonus. Just listen to that again. And that is the heart and soul of the real estate business as it is right now in 2023. Thank you, Stephanie. That's brilliant.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. Well, hey, since we've been talking about passion.
I got a lot of it. And so what else do we have? But that was brilliant.
Well, I will tell you this. I am trying to, you know, simmer down a little bit because I do have more energy than most human beings should. But what I want to say is I love that you used, and I'm flattered, thank you, that you said masterclass. I am passionate about helping agents become successful. And in order for myself, my team, in order for us to help agents to become successful, we have to be masters at this. And so that is what we've named our education, our whole education series. We've done a huge rebrand to our Elm Street Masterclass. We have several different classes that, whether it's brokers, education directors, team leaders, association leaders, they can kind of look from a library of different topics of expertise. And my team, we do in-person experiences where we will literally come to your office and we will truly personify the give to get model. We are going to give great education, great tips and tricks, great takeaways, and making sure that everyone that leaves our classes, whether they invest and come alongside us as partners in technology or not, they are going to leave our classes with huge value that will make a difference in their business. We put a lot of work behind becoming experts in our field, which therefore in turn allows us to teach agents how to be experts in theirs. If there's anything I'm super passionate about, it's educating agents to be successful.
I love this. So what those of you that are just listening and aren't watching on YouTube, we have up on the screen right here, there's a slide. It says Elm Street Academy presents social media and online marketing masterclass, in-person experience, inspiring education, fun learning environment, and the best part, all education is free. And then we have the Elm Street Academy logo, the HomeSmart logo. There's a mobile phone there showing with a sold sign or a sold button over the a home right there and a big old heart. You know, it just kind of makes it look easy, and it makes it look and I think empowering, right?
That's it. Yeah, empowering. We want to open the door for them to see that there are, of course, tools to help them with all the things that we teach, but also just giving them ideas. Sometimes agents just need ideas, right? I've had somebody say to us before, oh my goodness, I have a website with Elm Street and I have a blog and I love it so much and it's taken my business from here to here, but I want to do some stuff on it myself. Like I want to put my own blogs on there, because what's cool about our blogs is once you put anything of your own on it, it'll automate it to all your social media. So we take all that busy work off of the agent's hands, right? And we just give them ideas. Hey, try this. I thought this was a great idea. Well, what's your niche market? Okay, why don't you do this? And they're just so thankful. And then the thing is that they're excited to use their tools once they even have more ideas. So the give to get model is absolutely where that's the hill we die on. We want to absolutely provide value, be a tech partner, not just a tech vendor. And then of course, our solutions, we've got a whole bag of tricks to help them implement everything we talk.
So for those of you listening, again, not watching on YouTube, write this down. hello@elmstreet.com. Quick, easiest way to get engaged, get information, get connected to these master classes, get connected to the Elm Street technology team. Type hello@elmstreet.com.
And if you're driving, don't type that.
Yes.
But if you're driving, you can remember this.
Yeah.
You can remember this because it's hello. Hi, hello.
Hello at Elm Street.
At elmstreet.com.
Yeah. That's right. That. It's not a nightmare on our end.
And for those of you that are on YouTube, we put up a QR code up there on the screen. You just have to pull out your phone real quick, scan the QR code, scan to sign up. We have, I'll read out the URL real quick, https://bit.ly/masterclassbooktoday.
Oh, good grief. That's a mile and a half.
They
long.
Can rewind it.
Yeah, no, pull out they your phone, scan it. The code.
Scan the code.
Scan the code. Scan the code.
Maybe we can put the code down
hello
below
at elmstreet.com.
So I love that. I love what we're talking about. I went back, though, real quick to a slide that talks about the whole real estate journey. We could go on for hours. We could go on easily.
We could. And this is fun and informative.
It is. And yeah. We need to have you back to dig in deeper on some of these because, I mean, just up on the slide right now, social media, marketing, automation, CRM, lead generation, digital forms, recruiting and retention. You got content creation, live chat, texting, social media, email marketing, custom IDX websites, telecom solutions.
It sounds like everything that we do as real estate professionals every day, or everything that we know that we should be doing.
Right.
Right. Yep.
But I guess I do want to set the stage. Maybe we have you back because today we talked about a lot of organic marketing.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of paid marketing too, that once you have the organic marketing, there's certain ways that you can build budgets and start to do. I know from talking to you before, there are options to then start to delve into paid marketing that gets ROI.
Right.
Do you want to take a minute and talk about that real quick?
Yeah, just, when we talk about investing in paid marketing, a lot of times where agents get apprehensive about it is they think either they can't afford it, where they just don't understand the options, right? That you're, in order to be successful with lead generation, you don't have to be spending $10,000 a month in portal leads, right? There are so many different options out there. But then also sharing just the different ways to nurture leads based on where they're coming from, right? I'll give you a quick example. I had an agent call me before. He was buying seller leads, okay, in an area. And seller leads are not cheap. So he calls me stressed out and he said, Stephanie, the only contact information I got on this seller lead was a street address. And I was like, okay.
Awesome.
Right? So you see where I'm going with this,
excuse
right?
Excuse me.
I said, okay. All right. So he was getting PPC leads and he was getting them from us. And the way our system does things is a seller online is literally having to go through like 4 squeeze pages to even get to the agent, right? Those, that many steps.
Right.
So I only have a street address. He's so upset. I said, okay. So let's look into this because you can find out a lot of information from that. I saw that this home, this street address was in Boca Raton, Florida, where the average price point was $3.3 million. So I said, are you really asking me what to do with this right now? And he's like, yeah. I said, go there.
Right.
Go introduce yourself. Go drop off a package. I don't know, mow the guy's lawn.
Exactly.
I love that.
Right. So anyway, long story short, after I just kind of, again, empowered him on how to nurture leads that come in with different information or from different sources, when I said, hey, this is what you have, it kind of like the light bulb went on, like, I just got gold here. And he sure did, because of course he listed that property, $4 million property. Okay. Right. On a lead that he probably spent a couple hundred dollars.
On a lead that he almost threw away.
Right.
And he almost threw away.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it makes me think of how many agents just don't know what they don't know. And that is why I'm so passionate about education. Because listen, there can be somebody who can come to me because a friend of a friend of a friend told them they should buy leads. But if they just buy it because they have the budget and they don't know what to do with it, that is money wasted. That is, I don't want to see, I don't want the business of an agent like that. I want to see them be successful, right? And then continue to grow with that, right? As a real estate tech company is as successful as we create our agents to be.
Right.
So, you know, I have a whole new podcast we could talk about lead gen, guys. I'm ready for it.
Oh, right, I'm ready. I'm always ready for that.
Let's have you back. Let's have you back in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Let's talk about that. And let's dig into all that, because I was thinking the same thing you did. How many agents would have just thrown that away and never even?
Oh man, I'm going to be over there like Mr. Deeds. I'm going to be over there, you know, at the door. Hello.
Right.
That's a good one.
But yet a lot of agents wouldn't, because they just
fear.
Fear. But also, I mean, they're just
of the unknown. Yeah.
What do I do with this? All I have is an address. Okay, it's no good. You know, but when you put it in the perspective of a $3.5 million listing, I'm going to dig. I'm gonna find out. I will find out a source somehow, or I will go there. I'll go mow the person's lawn.
Right.
Darn right.
There's no magic bullet when it comes to real estate, when it comes to marketing. There's no magic wand. It's all of these different magic wands, learning how to use them. Automating what you can automate so you can get out there and kiss hands and shake babies. Wait, other way around.
Yeah. Be the mayor.
Exactly. So you can be that people person that most of us get into real estate to be that, right? Most of us don't get into real estate to be social media marketing experts. But fortunately for agents, there's people like me and my team and you all that can come alongside them and guide their path to success.
So you mentioned earlier squeeze pages. It's a phrase that's used, landing pages. Mm-hmm. There's also a phrase, I think, curbside lead gen. Okay, so like landing pages, can you talk about that briefly? I know we're running low on time, but these are so powerful, landing pages, which is sometimes also called a squeeze page. Mm-hmm. And why does it have that name? What do you, you know, how easy is it for agents to implement these?
Squeeze just doesn't sound friendly.
It doesn't.
Right.
It sounds a little aggressive.
Sounds a little aggressive. You got to think of them as nets that you're casting out there in internet world to capture fish, right?
Okay.
Squeeze pages are meant to capture information at different stages. For an example, let's say that I put an ad out. I do a Google ad. I do it myself, which that ties into the next thing that you said. How easy is it to do it ourselves? Don't do it yourself. Have an expert do it. Okay. Unless you're an expert and have someone else do it. You don't want to waste money. But you put an ad out there, you do it yourself, and that ad, all it's going to do is drive me to your website, okay? If I went to YouTube and I saw Sam's video and all Sam did was tell me about how he was a realtor and I want you to buy in Denver and this and this and that.
You're not going to watch the whole video.
No, definitely not. Yeah. Definitely not, right? A squeeze page is meant to kind of soften the process and collect the information that I'm comfortable giving. The lead that went to this agent in Boca, that he only got a street address. The customer didn't know who he was. They weren't comfortable giving their name, their phone number, or even their email. The squeeze page, probably from an ad that said, curious to know what your home is worth, and then they put their street address in, right? Was able to capture information, but if that customer was not comfortable giving any more information, doesn't mean the lead wasn't good. It just means we couldn't squeeze any more information out of them. So a squeeze page system is going to allow you to just simply collect more data, or a landing page is going to be another way to capture someone online through different ways that they're coming in.
Right.
So that's the best way for me to kind of explain that, is just different.
But if it's pre-planned and thought out, you can capture some information, take the relationship further, engage them further, capture some more information on a second page, then take the relationship further, provide more value, engage them, connect with them, then capture more information. So a series of pages can gradually capture more information as well. And when you said, hey, I said, how easy is it? And you're like, well, it's not easy. Hire someone, just have someone else do it. That is easy.
Right, you're that right. That is easy.
Just have somebody else do it. That's sometimes the most easiest way, is have someone who really knows what they're doing do it.
Right. And the good thing about it is it's doing those type of things are fairly low cost when it really comes down to it. And if you're looking to invest in online leads, which every agent and broker should absolutely be capturing online leads, then there's professionals that are just going to do it in a way that you don't waste your money.
We don't have to know how an air conditioner works to turn down the thermostat and enjoy the cold air.
Thank goodness.
Right. No. Right.
Right. Thank goodness. Let the experts do it.
Right.
Listen, you guys saw today. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Todd.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to joke and say today, listen, I had technology expert taken off my business card because like we saw when we started our podcast, I had to call the expert known as my husband downstairs to come on and change my Zoom settings.
That's right. That was pretty easy to get fixed. That was great. Just made the right call to the right person.
I made the right call to the right person. Thank goodness he lives downstairs. So, hey,
we've covered a lot of ground today. I would love to have you back on a future episode.
I'd love to join you guys.
Kind of, so fun. You know, as a recap, maybe if you could do a recap in a second, just about your highlights and the nuggets for the people listening to take away today. A couple of mine, Rich, maybe if you could do a recap too. A couple of mine really come down to that build, expand, engage, and reap the rewards. Mm. You know, build, expand, engage, and then turn those into transactions. You've had some, I loved your explanation actually of squeeze pages. I am going to use that over and over and over again.
Do it. That's what this is all about, sharing info.
I thank you for that. Landing pages are similar little neighborhood approaches where you're saying, here's all the homes for sale in Greyhawk. Here's all the homes for sale in McDowell Mountain Ranch. And I think that it's important for the audience to know that we will have you back on future classes to teach about some of the paid lead generation, also to teach about the organic free stuff that is maybe dig into those landing pages, dig into some of the campaign marketing that agents can do where they can automate campaigns, even automating social media more. We set a good foundation today. I think we need to take it to the next level next time and dig into,
Yeah, taking what you said, right? Make sure I remember it correctly, right? We talked about, what was your first?
Build, expand, engage. Is that what it was?
Build, expand, engage. And then let's talk about creating that repeat and referral from that, right? Taking it to that next level, increasing that repeat and referral. So I would love to talk more about how to do that, which a lot of that's filling the leaky bucket. And also too, you mentioned curbside. That's another form of lead generation that nowadays, it used to be a couple years ago, right? We weren't keeping signs in yards very long, or even they weren't even getting there, right? Well, now it's becoming very different.
Go ahead and dig in on that. Let's take a minute.
Okay. Yeah. I won't talk too long. But with curbside lead generation, right? I'm walking the dog and I see a street sign, right? Let's say I'm a renter in the neighborhood. I'm walking my dog and I see a street sign and it's a home that, man, in this neighborhood, these are a dime or, you know, a few and far between. But I'm curious to want to know about this property that I can literally type that code right there on there and be connected with my agent and that lead capture goes right to them. Do you know how hot of a lead that is?
Scorching.
Huge.
Yeah.
Scorching.
So what you don't know, Stephanie, is we just released a product tied into homenearme.com. It's our new for sale signs with a QR code, which is not new technology. But it ties right into not only that house, but all the homes in the area instantaneously. And so that is curbside information.
Curbside, important.
In fact, I did a video on that and it was released today. Of course, this podcast, when it gets released, will be 2 weeks old. But, you know, great stuff. Thank you.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, super excited to talk about that stuff. We can also talk about follow-up on leads, right? Different leads need different types of follow-up and having maybe talking about concierge services. What should I look for? What's authentic? What's not? All that kind of, so much, guys. So you can make me a regular.
Love it.
I love it. How about you, Rich? Thoughts, recap on what we talked about.
I've got a page full of notes here. This is exciting. You know, it's I'm thinking Nike right now. They did a great campaign years ago. In fact, I'm probably dating myself because it's just do it, right?
It's
not about waiting until you get it perfect. It's about doing, especially with video, and I want to encourage our audience to just do it. Make a video. It doesn't have to be perfect. Just do it.
Perfection is the enemy of progress.
And even if it, and we've done a podcast with a video-based company where it is a single video going to a single person, so it's highly personalized. That's fine too. Practice there if you're comfortable with it. It doesn't make any difference. Just do it. Get it out there. Be authentic. Make mistakes on your video. It's okay. I mean, glaring mistakes. You know, if you say something totally inappropriate, redo it. But okay. Be yourself. That's really, you know, the thing that I see is we get caught up in being so professional so often and wanting everything to be perfect. We just have to get the information out there, and we will get business from it, just from being yourself.
That's right. I'll tell you guys a quick story about just talking about authenticity, even if you make mistakes. And I won't take too long, but I just think this is pretty funny. So, true example of something I've done. I was doing a webinar for an audience, and it was a sales webinar. It was a product sales webinar with the intent to sell product. Doing the class, doing the webinar, this and that. I go to drink from my water bottle, and guys, I just choked. I mean, this is live. Choked on the water. I mean, I'm gasping for air. It was so embarrassing. I had to take my camera off. Give me just a second. Choking. So of course it takes a lot for me to get embarrassed, but I was pretty mortified. Okay. There's a lot of people on this. Do you know that it was probably one of the biggest sales day I have ever had as a salesperson, because every person I called, they were like, Stephanie, is it really you? Are you okay? I'm like, yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. And even though it's like, we laugh because I don't hope for that for people to choke on their live webinars, but it just made me authentic. It made me a person. And it just gave us stuff to talk about. So again, perfection is the enemy of progress. If you mess up, if you don't like the way you look, put it out there anyway, because someone else is going to love it.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
That is a great story.
So true.
Both of your stories, though, make me think about just why don't more agents just get started doing what we're talking about? And last night, you and I were sharing little things that we were doing in apps. You were doing, and we were doing the very exact same thing, but you were using one app. Mm-hmm. I was using another app.
Yeah.
And what it leads me to today in my thinking was just choose a platform and start with something, and everything that you have in the whole Elm Street technology platform, it really is an entire platform end to end that you can use just a piece of it, or you can really begin to add layers on, but you're never going to do it if you don't start. And it starts with that website. It starts with that database. And many times the number one question agents call me and ask me, and they say, which one should I use? I'm just being candid. I'm like, here's my answer. Use the one that you're going to use.
Yes.
Okay? Right?
Yeah.
And do you know that is something that brokers will come to us? Okay. I'll have brokers call me, and I'll know what brokers they're from, so I know exactly what they have in place. And they'll say, and I'll say, well, if you don't mind me asking, because I'm all about prescriptive selling, right? I'm not going to try to sell you something you don't need. Let's find out what your needs are. But I know what you have. They say to me, Stephanie, they don't use it. I'm willing to invest in this because what we have with this, they're not using. But let's say that, you know what I mean? Because you automate social media, or because, you know, we don't need websites, but I want my agents to blog. So can we just do the blog and the content? Sure. They're not using it. So what you said is something that I probably say 50 times a day, Todd, right? Use what you're going to use.
Yep.
Use what makes it so that, you know, it's kind of like your, the whole treadmill theory, right? Like, I used to have a treadmill, guys. But then it was just one of those things where it just kind of became where I laid my clothes out the night before, and I never really was like using the treadmill, right?
Right.
So even though I had the treadmill, I went and got a gym membership because I actually went to the gym. Like, I found out that about myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get in my car and go to the gym, even though I already had a treadmill. So do what you're going to do that's going to motivate you to do it.
Use what you're going to use and just get started. And
just,
so
just do it.
You mentioned brokers just a moment ago. We are going to do a second podcast geared just toward the brokers.
Yep.
So brokers, be on the lookout for that podcast. We will actually send it to you as well. But we're going to do that broker podcast with Stephanie as well. But for all of you agents listening today, we hope you've gotten a lot of information, because I have, and I'm looking forward to digging in deeper with you down the road. Love your energy. Love your passion for this topic. Rich and I are both passionate about it because we've seen it work for agents. We've seen, and agents, any agent listening, you want to take your business to the next level. Do the things that we talked about today. As Rich said earlier, rewind. Rewind and listen to those little golden nuggets in the middle. And just
there's so much good information here today. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah,
you're so welcome. Thank you all for the opportunity to be here. It was so much fun, and you guys are so easy to talk to. This is great.
Well, real quick before we leave, we've got up on the screen about how agents can get connected with Elm Street Technology and how they can begin to, you know, learn more, follow them, even maybe even share some of their posts or social media content, you know, if they post. So up on the screen, we have Facebook, we have Twitter. You can find them on LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram. You can connect again at hello@elmstreet.com, as we mentioned earlier. But the handle for all of these social media, @WeAreElmStreet. Is that correct?
That's us. That's at right. Tell them Stephanie sent you.
Tell them Stephanie sent you.
Love it.
So anything else, Rich?
No. No. I want to go out and generate leads. No,
I'm
fired
right?
up. I'm fired up too. This is good.
I want to go record something.
Well, right. And I have to commend you on the sign be over your right shoulder there. Work hard and be nice to
love
people.
That. That's love right. That. My motto.
Been staring at it the entire podcast. So work hard and be nice to people.
Yep.
All right. Well, Stephanie Alfonso with Elm Street Technology, thank you for joining us today. Rich, thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Stephanie.
Rich, great Todd, you're info. The best. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been real fun.
It's been real fun. And we'll see you back on a future episode. For
alrighty.
Everyone thank else, you. Thank you for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. As Rich always says,
we'll see you soon.
And woo-hoo. like us below.
Oh, give yeah. Us a little yeah. thumbs up. You know, everybody, if you made it this far, you owe us a like, because you
come
can
on.
Tell that
right.
Todd and I have very fragile egos, and we live for those thumbs up. We live for the likes.
We do.
That's
so
right.
Throw us a bone.
Yep.
Give us a like. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like, subscribe, all that good stuff,
all that.
Right?
All that
good stuff. Yep.
Yes, share the love.
You subscribe. You can start to get some notifications when new episodes ooh. Come out.
Yep.
So thank you all for joining us today on the Real Estate Podcast. We'll see you back on future episodes.
We'll see you soon.
Take
care.
Bye, everyone.
Like what you're hearing on The Real Estate? Tell your friends about us. Tell them to check out all of our episodes on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. And don't forget to send any topics you want us to tackle to therealestate@homesmart.com.